November 29, 1963, President Lyndon B. Johnson names a commission to investigate President John F. Kennedy's assassination in Dallas. The bipartisan panel, chaired by Chief Justice Earl Warren, becomes known as the Warren Commission. It later concludes that Lee Harvey Oswald acted alone in killing Kennedy and wounding Texas Governor John Connally. 1947, the UN General Assembly passes a resolution calling for the British Mandate of Palestine to be partitioned between Jews and Arabs. Jewish leaders accept the plan, while Arab leaders do not. The State of Israel is created months later, followed by the first Arab-Israeli War. 1929, Navy Lieutenant Commander Richard E. Byrd radios that he and his co-pilot have made the first airplane flight over the South Pole. 1981, actress Natalie Wood is found dead after a night of partying with husband Robert Wagner on the couple's yacht.
It looks like it was a drowning. She was fully clothed in a dress and a red jacket, and she was found just beneath the surface of the water.
Wood was 43. 1986.
I'm frightfully sorry, but I've got an awful shock for you.
Actor Cary Grant dies in Davenport, Iowa, at the age of 82. And in 2001, in Los Angeles, musician George Harrison, known as the Quiet Beatle, dies after a battle with cancer. He was 58. Today in history, November 29th, John Belmont, the Associated Press.